Good morning, New Covenant. My name is Eduardo Mascorro. Some of you might remember when I shared my mother's immigration experiences the last time Carolyn gave a teaching on immigration. I am happy Carolyn invited me to retell my mother's story today. I can easily spend all day talking about what my mother went through when she immigrated to the United States. But I will start by saying again how blessed, thankful, and extremely proud I am of my mother for her courage to make such a journey and for enduring and surviving so many hardships so that my brother and I did not have to. She left Mexico and her home and family in Guadalajara to come to the United States in 1965. Like many other undocumented people, she ended up working in the garment industry in Los Angeles, California, making dresses for women. She came alone without any experience as a seamstress, did not know anyone in LA, and spoke little English. Employers took advantage of people in such situations and limitations. Some of her first employers denied her wages, and due to her undocumented status, she could do nothing for fear of being deported. She was forced to cut her losses and moved from factory to factory, hoping and praying the next job she landed would pay for her labor. Just like most immigrants, her reasons to come to this country were simple: a better life and opportunities to make money so that we could someday be reunited as a family. Unfortunately, she soon realized she found much exploitation and abuse than opportunities. The only alternative to improve her situation was to apply for legal residency, not just for her, but for my brother and I when we joined her in 1972. We were blessed in 1974 with a green card, but getting to that point took many additional hardships and sacrifices for our family. I remember one of her employers refused to pay an hourly wage. Instead, she was paid by the piece at 80 cents to a dollar for each completed garment. Some dresses would take her 1 to 2 hours to make. To earn $8 to $10 a day, my mother had to work hard and long hours. Another employer used to impose fines to the undocumented employees just for talking during the job or taking too long on a bathroom break. Losing a day's pay with each deduction was extremely difficult on all of us. Needless to say, the garment industry back then were nothing more than sweatshops, places where employers could so easily take advantage of illegal aliens but withholding wages, threats of deportation, and other forms of abuse and exploitation. God bless me with my citizenship in 1980, but it came at a high price. As an immigrant student, I was spared experiencing firsthand the discrimination endured by so many undocumented workers. It was only through the grace of God and the road my mother paved that I can now call this great country of ours my home. Thank you.